After the user performs some action to execute the malware from the public web server, it compromises the web client and establishes a command and control, or C2, channel back to a bot herder on the untrusted network. This initiating C2 connection from the web client is outbound over port 443, so the firewall allows this request as well as the corresponding inbound response from the bot herder. This C2 channel remains open as long as this internal outbound request and external inbound response communication pattern continues. Subsequently, the adversary connects to the bot herder and issues commands to run on the web client, for example, using it as a beachhead to attack other hosts on the trusted network.